We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Got a great show for you today. Phone number to join, as always, what is the phone number? 877-337-6666. Well, listen, it's just more of the same crap. It's just designed differently. It's crap in a different box. Was the coach more animated on the sideline? Yeah. Did they still make brain-dead coaching decisions with timeouts and whether or not to kick or go forward or what they're going to do? Yeah. Did they lose? Yeah. Did they give up 40? No, but here we are in the same boat, and we're going to have a new quarterback yet again for next Sunday, I would think, for the Houston Texans. The big stuff, though, of course, is that the other football team, the New York Giants, actually get to play football tonight. Lots to do today. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you?
Oh, I'm splendid, sir. How are you?
Listen, you know, I am. It's Thanksgiving week. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. And listen. Could they have won the game, the Jets? Yes. Should they have won the game? I can't say should, but they certainly had chances. The Miami Dolphins offense was what we thought it was. Not very good. What's amazing to me, a couple things in this game, Evan. Number one, we won the toss, and yet again, it pisses me off.
Yes.
We won the toss, and again, we made the decision to put what? To do what? Had to put our weakest unit on the field to start the game, right? That's what we did. At the end of the day, we were asking our offense to come onto the field losing because it's what we do. No?
Yes.
All right, one. Number two, the crappy decision about, and you and I know you tweeted it.
What
did
I tweet?
I was going to.
What did I do? I don't remember.
Where? For a split second, it looked like we had another delay game.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It looked like it.
Yeah.
We get the timeout.
Yep.
We put the field goal kicking unit on the field. Now, listen, nobody thinks our field goal kicker's any good, but in the 57-yard miss earlier in the game, he had the leg for it, and he hit the upright, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why are we afraid to kick a 56-yard field goal? And he puts the kicker on the field, and then you see him waving at the sideline, no snap, no snap, don't snap it, please don't snap it. And we go back to the same old crap. So I think they're confused. They're not confident yet on the sideline yet again. It's every single week. There's some level of unassuredness, is that the word I'm looking for, where they're just not in command.
He claimed he changed his mind. That's what Robert Saleh said after the game. He said, my intention was we're going to go try to kick a long field goal, which I never would have done. I wouldn't have even tried that field goal late first half, the 55-yarder, because Matt Amendola's not any good. I'd rather just go for it on fourth and five.
That's what I would do. I'm good with that.
Look, I'd rather do that than try a field goal that's unlikely to make and then hand the Dolphins with a minute and three timeouts. Excellent field position. But he claims, and again, you don't have to believe it, but he said, Robert Saleh, I put the kicking team out there because my intention was to kick a field goal. I changed my mind. Hence why the wave off.
Right.
Hence why they took the delay of game.
But what are we afraid of? Like, he's got the leg. I'm not saying Amendola's any good. You want to cut him after today? Go ahead and cut him. I know that's what my son said. Cut that guy.
He stinks.
You know, he missed two kicks the whole bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, points are at a premium for this team.
Go for it.
You know he's got the leg. To me, I'm with you. If you make the decision because they're at midfield, let's go for it on fourth and five and roll the dice that we get the first or kick the field goal. But the one thing I don't think you do is kind of put tail between leg and go, we're going to punt.
I thought early in this game after the Ashton Davis interception when the Jets had a great opportunity to come back and they had first and goal from the one and they couldn't get it in. They just couldn't get it in. That he decided on fourth and goal from the two, F it. Let's go for it. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I want to see. Now it worked out. Jamison Crowder's wide open in the end zone. Boom, touchdown, tie game. But that's the kind of attitude I want to see from this coach. I don't want to settle for long field goals. I don't want to play the field position game. I want to go for it. And I thought early in the game he did. But here's the bottom line. Here's why I was frustrated watching this game, even though they stink and even though, they showed progress. It was a close game. Because Robert Saleh said something after the game, and I thought it was so well done, so well said, because he's right. He said 90% of games in the NFL are lost, not won. This is one of them. Thank you, coach. You, Robert Saleh, not you, Craig Carton. You, Robert Saleh. You, John Franklin Myers. You guys are part of the reason, the main reason you lost this football game. You lost this football game because you were undisciplined. You lost this football game because they picked the worst moments in time to commit brutal penalties, whether it's on the offensive side of the ball when McGovern was called for a hole on a big run by Tevin Coleman, whether it was the defensive holding, whether it was the absolutely unacceptable roughing the passer by Franklin Myers. The New York Jets lost this game because of dumbness.
Yeah.
They didn't lose it squarely because of talent. A lot of times they do. They lost this game because they're not ready to win, and they make the big mistake at the wrong time.
Plus, you add to it, you know, they get the touchdown, you put your defense on the field in a tie game, and you say, all right, now let's play some football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a chance to win this game. Just got the Elijah Moore touchdown, and bang. I mean, it didn't take but one possession, right, from Miami to go right down the field. And the notion after the game from a couple Jet defenders was about Tua Tagovailoa was not that he's any good. He threw up some prayers, and sometimes prayers get answered. I'm like,
no, man.
That wasn't throwing up prayers.
No.
That was, once again, we can't make a stop against, we all agree, an average quarterback.
Yeah, you couldn't get off the field on third down. You committed two brutal, demoralizing penalties on plays where you were getting off the field, the defensive hold by Pinnock, the roughing the passer, which we touched on, and they got no pass rush on two in the second half of this game, and that's against one of the worst offensive lines in football. So don't just look at two and say he was lucky. The Jets created this. The Jets lost this game. No offense to Dolphin fans out there. Your team's not any good. You just happen to play a team that isn't ready to win. They're not coached well enough. They make the bad mistake and the bad penalty at the worst possible time. But I want to smile today. So here's all I'll say, Craig. Elijah Moore.
Oh, yeah, throw Michael Carter into that.
And Michael Carter, unfortunately, he got banged up in this game. But that's a positive.
Yeah, Elijah Moore is a stud. I think Carter's legit, too. I think we all agree on that.
Yes.
And listen, they've got a handful of guys, and obviously we know how young they are. It's just, listen, I thought, could the Jets win four in a row? Yeah, by the way, they could.
Oh, stop.
But they cost themselves victories, as you said. And I think Coach Sal said it right after the game, like you said. You know, we lost this game. It wasn't about the Dolphins winning it. We lost it. I mean, you've just gone through it, so no reason for me to reiterate it. It's just very frustrating.
Oh, one other thing. Yeah. Can I mention one other mistake? Because this one pissed me
off. Sure.
The Joe Flacco intentional grounding. That one's a killer. That turns a 30-yard...
That was a bad call, to be honest.
No, it wasn't a bad call.
I mean,
and you know
is...
what Saleh said? His excuse was it was miscommunication. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but it felt like a coach who wanted to protect the veteran quarterback. He made the decision to start.
Listen, he did make... Here's the worst thing about the whole game to me. And then we'll get all your calls. We'll also get to the Giants because God knows we've spent enough time talking about the Jets on this radio station over the last 2 weeks with the Mike White crap and then the solid crap and then this crap and that crap. We got Giants Tampa Bay tonight. And if the Giants win tonight, the Giants can consider themselves a legitimate threat for the postseason. That's how big tonight's game is for the New York Giants. But one last thing on the Jets just to open the show up with, Evan.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, Boomer said it as well. I heard Phil Simms say it yesterday on NFL Today. So this must have been the rhetoric coming from the Jet side of things going into yesterday's game. Why did Joe Flacco start? The thing I surmised with you last week on Friday was They just need a win.
No.
They're just desperate for a W. So in their minds, Joe Flacco gave them the best chance to win. So my question for the New York Jets would be this. If Joe Flacco gave you the best chance to win and you didn't, now what? Right? Because to me, it's very clear that the Jets wanted to win in the worst way, and they figured, put a veteran quarterback out there, gives us a better chance to win, blah, 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 blah. But you didn't. So my question now is, and I guess we won't find out till Wednesday. I don't think Robert Saleh has announced anything today. If he did, I haven't seen it just yet. So I think we're looking at Wednesday afternoon, Evan, when we'll get the official word on who our starting quarterback is against those upstart Houston Texans.
Ryan
Tannehill look like he was a bum yesterday.
Yeah, sure did.
We beat them too. So I don't know how the hell you handicap this game against the Texans.
Some of the
worst
teams in football have some great wins. Jacksonville beat Buffalo.
It's crazy
the NFL this year.
So I just don't know how they answer that question. If you thought, we didn't think it, but they thought that Flacco gave them the best chance to win, what the hell do you do on Sunday?
Oh, I know what they're going to do.
It's got to be Zach Wilson.
First of all, let's get the easy stuff out of the way. It's not going to be Mike White. So for me and anyone else who are fantasizing about it or saying, come on, let's see Mike White. He got a lot out of Elijah Moore, too. It's not happening. They think Mike White stinks. They don't think he's any good at football. They thought his couple of good moments was an aberration. They hate him. All right? So it's either going to be Flacco or Wilson, and my assumption is going to be that once he's healthy enough, they're going to start Zach Wilson because they have too much invested in Zach Wilson.
I agree with you on all that. Here's the issue with it. When you make it clear that you're desperate for a W, that's the most important thing right now, we need a W. Mm-hmm. That's what Phil Simms said NFL Today. Yeah. It's what Boomer said last week. It's what I was thinking, just surmising, last week as well. So, and we're all kind of in lockstep on why Flacco started. So I'm just being, take all football out of this question and comment, right?
Yeah.
If you're desperate for a W, if the organization needs a W in the worst possible way, and you thought, meaning them, that Joe Flacco gave you the best chance to win yesterday, then by reason, on their end, wouldn't Joe Flacco also give you the best chance to win next Sunday?
Based on the theory and that don't, it was
and
that.
Then, sorry, and then because you lost yesterday,
you keep playing them.
Wouldn't you be more desperate for a win next Sunday
against an even worse opponent, despite what they did yesterday? Texans.
I'm just putting it out there if that's the bouncing ball,
Craig.
I'm afraid that Flacco's starting again
because the problem is with this bouncing ball is I don't believe it. I don't think it's as simple as the New York Jets made a decision squarely on who gives them a better chance to win. I think a big part of it is they don't think Mike White's any good. They didn't want to start Mike White. Once Zach Wilson is healthy, for many reasons, they got to start Zach Wilson. We need to see more of Zach Wilson. The only way to get better in the NFL is to play. You can watch a little bit, but eventually you have to play. But I don't buy the notion that it was strictly who gives us the best chance to win? They don't like Mike White. They didn't want to deal with the phenomenon. God forbid he played well. They didn't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he didn't play.
Well, we'll get into that with you, Jet fans. Listen, I know it's tough. And for those of you that got somehow spangoogled into going to that game yesterday, half the building were Dolphin fans.
Oh, it was disgusting.
And at some point, Woody Johnson's got to look out from that ivory tower and recognize that his building, A, is not sold out, and B, there's a healthy percentage of people from the other fan base every single week. And if the losing doesn't bother you, if the incompetence doesn't bother you, at some point it does have to bother you that you're losing money. If nothing else, then the bad look. Now, they did themselves a favor. They did not give up 30 points. There will be no billboard this week because we are a minute of our word.
But Craig, before you continue on, when the Miami Dolphins marched down the field on that opening drive.
Yeah.
And they do, you know, run the Wildcat, and Jaylen Waddle prances into the end zone, and it's 7-0 before you can get comfortable. I was already on the web designing the billboard.
Yeah.
I was like, well, this is a lock. So it started off in a way in which it felt that billboard, because they were going to give up 30 to Miami, it felt like a lock. Now, to their credit, the defense actually stepped up, thank God.
Yeah, you were one score away, and I saw it coming too. I saw a Flacco pick six coming. That would have put them over 30.
I wouldn't have honored that.
I
wouldn't have honored that. I'm telling you right now.
You would have had to.
No, I couldn't have done that.
You would have had to.
Because it wouldn't have been in the kind of
the spirit of the defense sucking.
The spirit of the deal, yes.
Well, listen, if you're a diehard Jet fan, bring it. We'll get into it with you all afternoon. New York Giants, listen, I don't think you're winning tonight. Most people don't think. How could they? You have Tampa off of back-to-back losses. You know the stat. Evan gave it to you last week. It's been 20 years, essentially, 19 years, since Tom Brady has lost three consecutive games. Tampa Bay's lost back-to-back games. They're home. And while the New York Giants do have, it looks like, all their weapons back on offense, including Saquon Barkley, including your starting left tackle, so there's no reason for you not to feel, hey, why not tonight? Tampa ain't that great. They've lost some bad games this year. It'd be hard-pressed for me to find a way for the Giants to win. But I say that without, not to put you down, not to be critical, with this caveat. If the biggest two-letter word in the world, if the New York Giants can do what they didn't do Thursday night against Kansas City, which is not just compete, but close out a game you have a chance to win. If the New York Giants can do that tonight, then I would respectfully say you guys absolutely can look at yourselves as potential wild card football team. You're not winning the division. Cowboys are going to win the division. But it makes you immediately in the running for a postseason berth. By the way, you could still get it if you lose, but let's not go down that road. If you win tonight, you are playoff bound. The question is there a Giant fan out there that has the faith that Joe Judge and Daniel Jones and the rest of these guys are going to get the job done? And I don't think many Giant fans think they will. But we got 5 hours to figure out the answer to that question, so we will.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.